The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.
We are back thanks to Apco Cafe 24/7, the New Mexican Jaffalon. We're before the bounce for the Ponds and Norland Hotel and Team Tyre Power. Get your friends together and have a fun day out at the Ponds and Norland Hotel. It was wall-to-wall footy on the Gold Coast, or it is wall-to-wall footy on the Gold Coast. Three games being played today. It was a VFL game between Gold Coast and Southport, of course, the Cats and the Suns in AFL action. But the Geelong AFLW team had their first official hit out ahead of season 2022 part two. So it's season seven of AFLW, all very confusing. And they actually had a really good win. They beat the Gold Coast Suns 8-4-52 to 2-4-16. Their coach, Dan Lowther, is on the bus on the way back to the airport. It's been good enough to join Dan Kingy, Benny Cassinilty with you. Congratulations. You must be super wrapped with the effort and pretty trying conditions on the outer ground at Metricon.
Yeah, g'day, guys. It was really good, mate. The girls played really well from the start. But Gold Coast put the pressure on pretty early, which we expected to see. But after the first four or five minutes, they responded quite well. In tricky conditions, it was pouring rain all game. But to their credit, they found their groove pretty early and did quite well for that.
What do you take away from today's performance, Dan, knowing it's only a practice match and, you know, we'll forget about it in 2 weeks' time when the real stuff gets underway? But is there some signs that you saw that were encouraging for what you've been working on through pre-season?
Yeah, mate. A lot of our focus is over the last probably 2 or 3 months, and even like towards the back end of last season around our ball movement, to make sure that we're a bit more clean and efficient. Those signs are really evident today, which is promising. And again, in trying conditions, they move the ball quite well at times. So, yeah, and our new players that we've brought into the team over the last 12, 18 months as well added a bit of class around the ball and the outside. So just our efficiency moving the ball from one end of the ground to the other just allowed for a cleaner game, even though the conditions would have proven otherwise normally. Just happy with the way we controlled the game at times and went fast at the right time. So the tempo was matched with some clean ball use. So, yeah, pleasing going forward. As you said, mate, it's a practice game. We had a similar result last year against Richmond after a nice win, but yeah, the girls are pretty keen to get out there and keep working on their deficiencies.
All right, Meg McDonald was helped off by trainers in the last quarter. Can you give us an update on the situation with the skipper, Dan?
Just a really good upper thigh cramp, mate. It looked like she'd gone down for the count, I reckon, but she had some issues cramping early, but we had longer game time and quarters today, 20-minute flat quarters, so less rotations meant she played longer minutes and just a bit of cramp, but she'll be fine.
Yep. You had a number of new faces, some draftees and some recruits from other clubs. Who stood out for you of the new faces in the hoops?
Yeah, well, we had a number of players today. Shelley Scott played down back for us and was a really solid contributor. Her experience and her smarts down there really steadied the ship at times for us, which is pleasing. We had Jackie Parry up forward, try really hard, and again, just her composure with the ball was really important at times. We had a number of new players. Kalani Schooler did quite well and complimented our ruck stocks, our first proper hit out against some really quality opposition. We had a number of players in playing different positions too, mate, which was pleasing. And Michaela Bowen on the wing did a very good job in the first half, particularly. We took her off late in the game just because of her managed pre-season. So, yeah, really good sign going forward. So we're pleased with their output today.
Yep. Some disappointing news coming through in the last 24 hours is that Maddie McMahon, one of your stars of the first 4 years in the competition for the Cats, third in your best and fairest last year, has stepped away and taking a break from the game. Can you just give us a little bit more clarity around what that means for your list, and will we see her at all in season seven, or is this a season off for Maddie?
Yeah, I think it might be at this stage, mate. We're going to support her with everything that we can off field to make sure she's in the right space to be back at the club at the right time. At this stage, we don't know what that might look like, but certainly with the season being changed from next year to this year, it has upset a lot of people's life, family balance, and I think that's something that had an impact on her. She's also had some COVID issues as well over time and had spent a fair bit of time away from the club. But my big thing is that there's hope that she might come back to the game, because you certainly miss her. But we'll support her. The club will support her for all that she does, and you never know, we might get her back. She's pretty wiry and pretty durable, so I don't think we see out of pre-season here. She's not going to hurt her.
Now, Dan, this is a hard-hitting question, but you always know sort of where you are within the team. Now, I know you're the coach, but are you allowed to sit on any seat in the bus? Or, you know, are you up near sort of Darren the driver, or are you down the back with the guns out? How does it sort of work?
There must be a camera, because I am smack bang right next to the driver.
Hey! Is his name Darren? Throw him on for a second. We'll give him up a couple of hard hitters.
No, he's actually hell with a girl. We just arrived at the airport, so they're all out the back there. But on the way there, I was middle range. Make sure you get across the playing group. But up the front here, you know your place. I'm last on the bus, so I get the last seat, which is at the very front.
We're speaking for HMC Flooring with Geelong AFLW coach Dan Lowther here to ask some sensible questions. Is Mark Neild.
G'day, Dan. How are you?
Good, Neildy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Good, thank you. Hey, listen, you mentioned off-season and pre-season there. I think all the things that we heard and read about during the off-season was there were a whole heap of unknowns. You didn't know when the season was starting, how long pre-season was going to be. You didn't know the contract, the length, the CBA, everything. It just appeared to be so many unknowns. How did the players cope with all that once they returned to training?
They were pretty good, mate. Like, it seemed to be a bit of a rolling storm, like from end of season six, preparing for season seven. We just didn't know what the heck was going on. So we just had to keep them informed as best we can. What we've recognised from our group is that they want to come in and keep being around the footy club to improve their craft. So often, more often than not, they're in the club getting information. We're constantly giving them feedback around what the AFL's protocols were around the up-and-coming changes. So, they're out of their control, mate. So they were just kind of right with the punches and understood that they are going to play football again in August, which is what the main kind of theme was. So they're focused on just making sure they're preparing for that if it was to come to fruition, and of course it did. So they were fine.
One other thing I noticed during the week, I saw that picture or photo that was put out about the coaching group and you and everybody else that's involved. The first thing that came to mind was how wonderful it is about the investment in resources for the women's game. Are you going to be able to manage all those people? Mate, you've got a lot of players. I couldn't see to the back of the photo. There's a heap of you.
We need the support. Like, it's interesting. I've just been made full-time, which is super. So with the new CBA agreement and the players now having some flexibility in their time, more and more players now coming through. In fact, we're looking at maybe just altering our programs to have a day during the week where we actually can have the players in during the day with the men as well, just to give them that flexibility, because that's just where it's headed. So to have that support with our assistant coaches, we identified last year that we really need to make sure that our taller players around the ruck and the aerial contest are supported as well. So hence we got Paul Chambers in, we got Elise Coventry in as well as a really solid contributor, assistant coach, and also VFL W coach. The net spread's pretty far and pretty wide. So to have that support for me and then for the players is really important at this stage.
What does the next fortnight look like, Dan? 15 days till you roll into the Tigers in a Sunday twilight clash at GMHBA Stadium. What do you focus on? And I suppose trying to decide what your 21 or 22 for that clash is going to be is also forefront of your mind.
Yeah, well, the first thing, mate, we'll get into the G tomorrow. The Tigers are playing tomorrow against the Hawks, so we'll have a look at how they go tomorrow. So we'll prepare for that, but really, it's about this management from this point on. We've got a pretty healthy list, touch wood, which is good. We'll give me a few headaches over the next 10 days, no doubt. But we'll prepare, manage this week. We're just going to figure out how we approach Saturday being a weekend where there's no games, whether we approach that with a more of a match-in mentality or we just keep our training as it is. But we'll certainly just manage and get organised and, see how our best 21, 22 players look for round one. It's going to be a bit of a tricky selection at this point, but that's what we want, isn't it?
Absolutely. Looking forward to the season, Dan. Great stuff with the win this afternoon. Looking forward to seeing what the AFLW Geelong Cats can pull out in Season 7 and see some improvement as we roll into very quickly into a new season. Well done today. Really appreciate your time, as always, on K-Rock Footy.
No worries, lads. Have a great call, yeah.
We will. Dan Lowther joining us here on K-Rock Football. Thanks to HMC Flooring. HMC Flooring, Will and the team.
The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.